McDonald's is readying a big investment in digital marketing. Red Lobster, meanwhile, is getting closer to being sold, and sales have been slow at Papa John's despite a marketing boost. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Heather Lally, RB's managing editor.
And I'm RB senior editor Joe Guskowski. McDonald's is making a huge push into digital marketing. The Chicago-based fast food giant will shift more of its marketing to digital channels. The company will create a digital marketing fund featuring 1.2% of franchisees' digital sales, funding that will be diverted from operators' broader marketing fund contributions. The company also plans to spend, quote, hundreds of millions of dollars in the coming years to develop new digital marketing technology, such as new ordering channels, upgraded loyalty, and other efforts. McDonald's is making this shift, which begins next year, to keep some leadership on the digital side. The company has about 34 million U.S. loyalty program members, more than the much older loyalty program at Starbucks.
Red Lobster's owner is getting closer to offloading its stake in the chain. Thai Union Group on Wednesday said it is in active negotiations with interested buyers and it expects to get a deal done this year. The Bangkok-based seafood supplier in January said it was exiting its investment in the casual dining chain after taking heavy losses. Red Lobster has been struggling with falling sales for years.
Papa John's increase in marketing in April has apparently been undermined by the economy. The pizza chain said same-store sales declined 2% in the first quarter, but it also said that same-store sales were soft in April, down 1%, despite an increase in marketing during the period. The company ramped up national marketing spending after franchisees agreed to contribute another 1% to the National Marketing Fund in exchange for no required local marketing contribution. The company blamed the problem on the weak economy, but it is also losing organic delivery customers at a rate faster than it is gaining delivery customers from third-party aggregators.
Noodles & Company had a rough first quarter. System-wide same-store sales were down 5.4%, including a traffic decline of 7.3%, and there were layoffs in the central support office, though the company did not specify the headcount reduction. Weather was partly to blame, said CEO Drew Manson, and sales improved through the quarter, turning positive in April. That was helped in part by a steak stroganoff LTO that sold out, though it will be brought back next week for three more weeks. Manson said turnaround efforts are starting to take hold, and he expects to see more improvement as the chain rethinks its menu and improves operations.
The Cheesecake Factory may be benefiting from a more discerning consumer. The chain had a solid quarter relative to many of its peers in casual dining, with same-store sales negative 0.6%, which executives attributed solely to bad weather in January. They said that while consumers may be dining out less overall, they seem to be choosing the Cheesecake Factory because they know they'll have a good experience there.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.